92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in just a minute, we keep talking about, you know, DeSantis versus Disney, Disney versus DeSantis. But coming up next, I do want to talk about something that Disney's doing I think is actually a good thing. So non-political, I guess you would say. So we'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. First, top three stories. President Biden is expected to announce his reelection campaign for El Presidente in the maybe Tuesday, they're saying. Saying maybe Tuesday. And then we'll have the Larry Elder, the former radio host. I say former because he stopped being a radio host to run for governor of California. He lost, obviously, but then he went and there was talk about him coming going back into radio or doing so. Instead, today he went ahead and announced his candidacy for GOP for president. So Larry Elder, the latest, throw his name into the hat. And then finally, we've got White House officials are at the center of the Hunter Biden investigation, including Merrick Garland. So I want to go back to the Biden-Trump situation here real quick. So it's like, look, Biden had already said, if Trump throws his name in the hat and tries to run again, Biden said he would run. So this is not that big of a surprise. Yet, it kind of is a big surprise still. This is an individual who I don't think Democrats want him to run for re-election. So, I'm kind of surprised to see him running for re-election on this one. Because I don't think he has the support. I don't think he has the cognitive ability, like, wherewithal. But it is what it is. So, now we're lining up to have a Trump versus Biden 2.0. You know, doing it again. So I'm just like, I don't know. I think both Democrats and Republicans like to see fresh blood going there. There is a new Harvard-Harris poll that just came out that has, if the election were held today in the Republican primary, Trump would lead with 55% of the vote. Over 50% of Republican voters right now say Trump. Then 20% DeSantis. 7% Mike Pence. That number actually surprises me. Then Nikki Haley comes in next at 4%. Then Ramaswamy, 2%. Tim Scott, 1%. And then here's an interesting name. Somebody else who has not announced that they're running. Marco Rubio with 1%. Mm-hmm. If it was just between Trump and DeSantis, Trump leads 61% compared to 39%. So it does look like with that. So to give you an idea, when it was all these different candidates, Trump would win with 55% of the vote. Next closest would be DeSantis. But if it was just DeSantis and Trump, Trump gets 6% more votes. But DeSantis gets 19% more votes, which actually shows different than what I think a lot of people expected. I think a lot of people thought the more candidates that are in the race, the more that's going to pull votes away from Trump. But actually, the more candidates that are in the race, they're pulling votes away from each other, not Trump. Because when you pull all the other candidates out, Trump gets a 6% boost, but DeSantis gets a 19% boost. That's an interesting little thing to see. We're still very, very early on, and I've stated before, I'm not one of those that thinks it's too late for DeSantis to get in the race or Tim Scott or Marco Rubio if he wants to get in, or Mike Pence. As long as they get in before the summer, which is when the summer events start to happen in Iowa and New Hampshire, the early election states. As long as they get into those areas and start to build their campaigns, then they got plenty of time to build steam. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good in 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing to slow you down. See something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So Disney is set to build 80 acres of affordable housing just a few miles from the Magic Kingdom. It's expected to have the first houses to be able to be moved into but as early as 2026. So just be a short period of time here. So this is a new affordable housing development that is going to have about 1,400 units when it's all said and done. And look, here's a situation. Disney could build probably 10,000 housing units and fill them up immediately, like easily, probably even like triple that. They could say, we're going to build houses right outside of Disney World and it's going to be run by Disney, and they would fill them up no problem. These are affordable housing units, so there will be income restrictions to be able to live there. In other words, you can't be making $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, because there's a lot of people who make $200,000 a year and they would be like, yes, I'm moving to Disney. I know a lot of people who would do that. Instead, it's going to be income restrictions. Now, part of the reason why it's going to be income restricted is not just because they're trying to do hey, we want to be a private entity that's doing some good for the community. It's not like that. It's really for their employees. Their employees don't have places to live, and their employees are complaining that they need more money because it's too expensive to live in Orlando area now because real estate prices have skyrocketed and they can't even own a home and blah, blah, blah. So Disney's like, all right, well, we'll fix that. We'll build 80 acres of housing that will be income restricted, meaning, hey, you want to live here? We can't give you a big pay raise. You see what I'm saying? See what's happening here? Like, we're going to hold out. We're going to unionize, and we're going to make sure that we're going to strike if you don't give us big pay raises. And it is like, if you do that, you're not going to be able, we're going to have to evict you out of the housing because it's income restricted. So, you will. We can give you that pay raise if that's what you really want, but you're going to have to find a different place to live. See what's going on here? So, I mean, that's not really what they're going to do. Instead, what they're going to say is, like, we can't pay you that. But we got this nice housing over here that's just a few miles away. And they'll probably have some sort of tram or bus that's probably going to take employees regularly from the village to Magic Kingdom. You know, something like that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. By the way, speaking of the Disney thing, I was actually talking to a friend of mine who lives outside of Orlando recently, and we were talking about this, and they were just talking about how busy it is. Like, it's just so busy, and how it just seems like no matter how much Disney keeps, like, they've raised their rates almost every single year, and no matter how much they raise their rates, they keep running into problems, and, like, with crowding, overcrowding. And I was saying how Disney is now going to expand their parks even further. And they're like, oh, why would they be doing that? And I said, because here's what it comes down to. Disney knows that they have a problem with overcrowding. They know that they have too many people. And that when you're having to wait in line for 3 hours to get on some of their new rides, I can't remember the newest ride. Is it Pirates? No. Dang it. They have some new ride. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's like a 3-hour wait. From the friends I've talked to who have gone there, they know that that's a problem. But they also know that people will still wait in line for 3 hours. But they just want you to leave with a good experience and a good feeling. Not like, yeah, I rode three rides, you know, all day. I was there all day long, rode three rides. Like, they know that that's not something that people are going to brag about. So what they try to do is they try to raise their rates to try to get less people to come. But you know what they found? 65% of the people who go to Disney World go into debt to go to Disney World. 65%. So they realize they're raising the rates and all they're doing is causing people to go into debt. And Disney knows that that's not a good thing. and they feel bad about it. So they're like, but we're trying to do things to keep people from coming. They're coming anyway. They're figuring out ways to come here anyway, and they're just going into debt to do it. So now they've realized, okay, so all we can do now is maybe we just need to expand the park further, add more rides, and it will dilute the crowds more. That's kind of where they're at right now. But you know what's going to happen? I mean, you already know what's going to happen. There's just going to be more people. They're just going to like, yay, more rides. And it's going to be more people going to show up again.
We went to Disney last summer, but we have to go in again because now there's these new rides.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we went to Disney last year. We just paid off the debt for it. But now they just opened up 3 or more rides. So I guess we got to go back this year. That's what's going to happen. I don't understand. Don't get me wrong. I like Disney and I like Universal. I haven't even been to Universal in forever. I haven't been to Harry Potter World yet still. And I'm dying to go to Harry Potter World. But I don't understand. Like I talk to people who visit, like from here, who like every quarter at least, like 4 times a year, they take all their kids to Disney. It's like, I don't get it. It's a lot.
I don't understand the adults that go without their kids there's quarterly.
There's that too. Yes, there's that too.
Are you okay?
Yeah, there's that too. Like, I like Epcot though. Like, I go to Epcot, go get food or something. But we're not talking Epcot. We're talking Magic Kingdom. Like, adults. Let's go. Like, what? Okay. But then there's the other ones. You know, I don't know. There's a lot. Disney has this next level draw. Next level. It's just unexplainable. It's bizarre. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update. Top 20 news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get to top 20 news. My bad.
We're looking good on the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns. If you're headed to downtown Pensacola, though, we do have some slow traffic. We have a Blue Wahoos game as well as gallery night. So just real busy right now. That's downtown Pensacola. If you see something else on the roads or see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, President Biden says he will continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. The 7-2 vote came after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling. The family of the Old National Bank shooter wants to make sure the gun he used is legally destroyed. The Sturgeon family says they were aghast when they learned Kentucky law mandates the assault rifle used in the attack will one day be auctioned off. They said they're working with Louisville police and the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to ensure it's legally destroyed. Sudan's warring forces are calling a 3-day truce for the Muslim holiday Eid Mubarak. The country's Rapid Support Forces militia in Sudan armed forces have been fighting for a week, leaving more than 400 people dead. And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie considering a run for president in 2024. During a town hall in New Hampshire, Christie criticized the field of current and potential Republican candidates for not taking on the former president.
Yeah. And I'm seeing all, this is going to get, it's going to be interesting over the, now that Biden is on his way to announcing his candidacy, it definitely makes those two front runners. I did want to bring up this text before somebody, I was saying that Trump has 55% of the vote if the election were held today. DeSantis is next at 20% and then it drops down. But then if it's just DeSantis versus Trump, Trump gets a 6% boost. But DeSantis gets a 19% boost. So it was actually the opposite of what I thought. People were thought the more candidates that are in there, the Tim Scotts, the Nikki Haley's, that would pull votes away from Trump. But it's actually not. It's pulling votes away from DeSantis, which I thought was interesting. But then I got a text here that says, and I think this is the reflection of many Republican voters, if Trump's running, we have to back him. And I think that's the way, you know, just like when he ran for re-election last time, there was nobody who primaried him even, right? Like, nobody's even primarying him because he's running for re-election. And for a lot of Republicans, they're just taking that same approach. Since he's available and he's eligible to run, we should back him. I think that's the mentality for a lot of Republicans. It's not for a lot of Republicans, it's not an open primary. It's already Trump's. If he's running, it's his, is the way a lot of people are looking at it. So kind of interesting. And I think a lot's going to – we're going to have a lot of things happen in the next few months, so we'll see what how that all plays out. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Florida legislative update. A couple things to let you know about is that there is a debate about film taxes going on still in the legislature. The bill that was pertaining to defamation lawsuits where you could sue media, that's died in the legislature. But they're also looking at a bill pertaining to the Osborne Reef. It has passed the House. It's looking to go to the Senate. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder that tomorrow is the Community Shredathon event presented by News Radio 92.3, WEAR, ABC Channel 3, the Better Business Bureau, and Gilmore Services, where you can shred personal paper documents. You can bring up to 50 pounds to the Community Shredathon event, but it is not for businesses or for corporate documents, just personal documents only. So that comes up tomorrow, so be sure to check that out. Also tomorrow, the Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off is going to be at Seville Quarter, and it's going to be at 4 o'clock tomorrow. It's basically amateur and professional teams bragging for the best gumbo rights, or bragging for the rights to saying they have the best gumbo in Pensacola. So tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Proceeds benefit the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Coming up here in about... not even 10 minutes, we'll have your weekend movie preview. And, hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help protect your equity and protect your family's future. That would be Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. She's the agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she'll sell it anyway and won't charge you a penny. That's right. She can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. In fact, if you need to sell your house right away, then she'll be able to, she's got a list of investors she can refer you to, and they can buy your house for all cash. So you got nothing to lose. It's free to find out what she can do for you. Call Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. President Biden could announce his 2024 presidential reelection as early as next week. Also, radio host Larry Elder has thrown his name into the GOP presidential hat. He's going to be running for president, and the White House officials are at the center of the Hunter Biden probe, including Merrick Garland. Let's get traffic on the files of Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your sports hit.
Really no slowdowns to report with I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 90 and 98. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA playoffs are underway right now, and they have a... where'd it go? So NBA playoffs... ESPN right now has the Atlanta Hawks playing the Boston Celtics. Hawks lead 43-40 with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. Then ABC has the Cleveland Cavs against the Knicks at 7:30. At 8:30, back over on ESPN, Denver Nuggets against the Minnesota Timberwolves. NHL hockey playoffs are underway right now with the end of the first period on TBS. Carolina and Islanders are still scoreless. On TNT, the puck just dropped a couple minutes ago. Already have a score from the Boston Bruins. They lead the Florida Panthers 1-0. At 8:30 on TBS, Dallas Stars take on Minnesota. At 9 o'clock on TNT, Edmonton will play LA. Then in baseball, right now, the Pirates and the Reds are tied at 2 apiece at the middle of the fifth inning. Tampa Bay Rays are getting beat by the White Sox 6-4 in the bottom of the third. Bottom of the third also, the Colorado Rockies are beating the Phillies 3-0. Scoreless game between the Tigers and the Orioles. And then on Apple TV Plus, you got a couple games going on right now. Toronto Blue Jays are beating the Yankees 2-1 at the top of the third. And bottom of the first right now on Apple TV Plus, the Atlanta Braves are taking a 4-1 lead at the end of the first inning right there. And then earlier today, the Cubs beat the Dodgers. Miami Marlins game has been postponed against the Cleveland Guardians. Coming up later tonight on ESPN Plus, you still got... No, sorry, not on ESPN. Yeah, ESPN Plus, sorry. Mets against the Giants at 9:15. Then when it comes to sports news, the NFL has suspended 5 players for gambling violations. Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama, he's projected to be the number one pick in the NBA draft, has now officially submitted his paperwork for the NBA draft. Victor Wembanyama is 7'5" tall. It would make him the tallest player in the NBA. His wingspan, meaning when he spreads his arms out, 8 feet. 8 foot wingspan. Like, 8 feet. that's big. It's okay. Wow. So he would immediately be the number. He had a historic season in France, where he averaged 21.5 points, 9.9 rebounds, 3.1 blocks, 2.3 assists. He's only 19 years old. So he'll be in the draft. So, and then what is the other one? Raptors have went ahead and fired their coach, Nick Nurse, after missing the playoffs. He brought the team to the only NBA title in 2018-2019 season. And the NCAA has approved a running clock after first downs in football this season in order to help speed up the game. Then tomorrow's Earth Day. Google Trends looked at some top things that people are looking at that they could recycle. Uniquely searched items to recycle over the past year. Here in Florida, batteries. People looking at batteries. In Alabama, looking to recycle cell phones. Georgia, computers. A lot of places are looking at where they can recycle cans, lithium batteries, TVs, computers. But Nevada, Christmas trees. Kind of weird. In some places, they want to see where you can recycle mattresses. You can recycle mattresses? I don't know if I want to do that. That seems kind of gross. In Alaska, catalytic converters. They want to recycle catalytic converters. Got a text here about that. It says, Bobby, I thought you just steal catalytic converters. You don't recycle them. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
There is a story out of London where a burglary suspect was being chased by the police. And so what he did is he climbed up onto a roof to escape and then tried to hide in plain sight by laying next to a series of solar panels as if he was a solar panel. Yeah, they had a helicopter that was doing the chase, and they clearly saw him on the roof acting like a solar panel, just trying to lay there still, like, they don't see me. This reminds me of, like, little kids who are, like, going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and they, like, close their eyes, since they can't see you, they feel like you can't see them. Like, this is a grown adult trying to pretend to be a solar panel on the roof. So, okay. Okay. He actually laid on one of the solar panels is what he did. So it was like all these arrays, and he just tried to lay on the solar panels, just laying there, hoping they would just go by.
I wonder when he was laying there if he thought this was very smart for me to do.
Yeah. Why didn't he get under the solar panel? Like, they're tilted.
Why didn't he get on the roof at all?
Well, there's that too, yeah. But like, if you're going to, the solar panels are tilted. Like, climb underneath them.
Yeah.
And hide that way.
Or
like,
in the chimney or something.
Or a chimney. He is in London. Oh, he could be a chimney sweep.
Sweeper.
A chimney sweeper. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Weekend movie preview. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We got your weekend movie preview coming up here in a minute. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Bobby, abortion pill mifepristone will be allowed to stay on the shelves following the Supreme Court's decision earlier this afternoon to allow the drug to stay on the market. It was a 7-2 vote that came after the court extended a temporary stay until today. Manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin formally dropped by prosecutors today, but in filing to dismiss the charges, prosecutors cited new facts that demanded further investigation. The families of the 61 people who died in the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting are officially getting payouts from the shooter's $1.3 million estate. Each family will get nearly $20,000. And Twitter is busy deleting fake accounts after it removed blue checks for anyone who doesn't pay. Impersonator accounts on the rise now. Impersonator accounts, rather, emerging now that it's harder to tell what the official counts are for public figures.
Uh-huh. And I was just saying this earlier. I am surprised that this is like national, international, local news. Like everybody, blue check marks are gone. And like, how is this like the big news? But it is. It's like, I don't know. Why is this news? I'm asking you. You're the authoritarian voice on this issue now. I've given you that mantle.
I think that it is, you know what? Because there's a lot of celebrities upset about it.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
there you go.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's
because the celebrities are upset
about
it. People
are upset about it. Elon Musk taking it over, charging $8. Twitter, I think, is, it's always been a cesspool, but a lot of people use it. So I think that it's just such a, I mean, it's kind of like Facebook, isn't it? I mean, I know it's not like that, you know, a lot more people on Facebook than Twitter probably, but I just think it's kind of ingrained into our fabric of society for a lot of people in that this is a pretty dramatic change. I mean, I do think there's something to be said about the fact that it is harder to verify, you know, the people.
I've had a few of them. They were concerned that, well, now somebody could create a fake account for me.
Because, you know, I don't tweet a lot, you know, very rarely, but I do follow, you know, news and sports and all that. And I don't, you know, I've gotten burned before by the Adam Schefter with like a three instead of an E, you know, saying breaking news, you know, Patrick Mahomes is out for the rest of the year, blah, 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 you know. So I understand why the frustration for that, but.
Yeah. Oh, well. You're going to go rewatch Super Mario Brothers and actually stay awake?
I'm going to, yes. That's my plan for tomorrow. My wife and baby are having like a girls' day with friends from our church. So it's just me. So,
Very nice.
Unless I just sleep all day.
Yeah, you know, there's that too. Those options. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking great today. Nothing really to slow you down. We do have gallery night as well as a Blue Wahoos game going on tonight in downtown Pensacola. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. And this traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here for you. So, one, I just want to go ahead and hit this. On DVD or digital download, Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear! That's out. Also, Magic Mike's Last Dance. All right, in theaters, Chevalier, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant, and Evil Dead Rise. Which, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant is one I'm really looking forward to. A war-based movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal, who I think is a really good actor. I've hardly seen anything in him that I don't like. Even if there's a movie that I'm like, that I don't really like the movie, like he does a really good job in it. And Gracie, don't give me those looks. I know he's a good-looking dude. I get it.
No, I think he's a great actor.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Swifties
sure,
hate him, though, because he the Swifties, Taylor Swift.
Why do they don't like him?
Oh, my goodness.
I must be missing
We don't have
something.
Enough time for all of that. But
did he do something to Taylor?
He dated Taylor Swift, and All Too Well is about him.
It is?
Yes.
Oh.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay. All right. You have to catch me up. I did not know this. Evil Dead Rise, freaky. The trailers are bad enough.
I just saw a picture of the trailer. I didn't even press play. I was too scared to.
Yeah, I actually saw the Red Band trailer, and I was like, okay. I had to like look away. It was too much. I can't do that. I think the biggest movie this weekend, though, is on Apple TV Plus. It's called Ghosted, starring Chris Evans, Captain America, and Ana de Armas, who's from Knives Out. She was the maid in Knives Out. And so Chris Evans plays this salt-of-the-earth kind of guy who falls head over heels for this girl, Sadie, but then makes the shocking discovery that she's a secret agent. Before they can decide on a second date, they're swept away on an international adventure to save the world. It looks fun. It reminds me, just looking at it, reminds me a little bit of the movie Night and Day that had Tom Cruise and, I went blank on her name. That girl, dadgum, what's her name? I totally went blank. Grace will look it up. But it looks like kind of that, like Night and Day, which is a fun movie. I really like it.
Cameron Diaz,
that's the one. So it looks kind of like the opposite, where Ana de Armas is the one who's like the spy and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool. By the way, I saw this. Netflix is ending its DVD by mail business. Say what? I didn't know it existed still. I thought that's very weird. Okay. If you know anybody who does DVD by mail for Netflix.
So I got a text from my mom when we talked about this the 4 o'clock hour. Uh-huh. We sent in a lost CD a few months ago that we've had for years. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, yeah, the lost CDs or DVDs. That's like that was rough. Those rough days. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.